How many times do you argue with yourself where you're like, you know what, I really need to rest, but I feel guilty for resting because I got a lot to do. So you know what, you can definitely do that, before, you know, after bedtime today. Okay, after bedtime, I'm going to do all the things. The kids are in bed, I'm going to do all the things. But yet somehow you either crash because you're just too tired. And then the next morning you wake up and feel guilty because you didn't do any of this stuff. Plus you also have the layer of panic on top because you didn't do any of the things. Or you do stay up late, but then you don't actually end up doing the thing. I mean, sometimes you do, but usually you don't. You just end up like watching TV or something, or like scrolling on your phone, but you don't actually get anything done. So then you're tired the next day and you still feel guilty and you just have the panic. Like, it's this never ending cycle of feeling like you have too much to do, feeling overwhelmed, but not resting because you have so much to do, and then you burn out. It's a big hot mess. Are you overwhelmed by motherhood and barely keeping your head above water? Are you confused and frustrated by how all the other moms make it look so easy? You can't figure out how to manage the chaos in your mind, your home, or your family. I get you, mama. Parenting with ADHD is hard. Here is your permission slip to let go of the Pinterest-worthy visions of organization and structure fit for everyone else. Let's do life like our brains do life. Creatively, lovingly, and with all our might. When we embrace who we are and how our brains work, we can figure out how to live our lives successfully, and in turn, lead our families well. At the end of the day, we just want to be good moms, but spoiler alert, you are already a great mom. ADHD does not mean you're doomed to be a hot mess, mama. You can rewrite your story from shame spiral to success story. And I'll be right here beside you to cheer you on. Welcome to Motherhood in ADHD. Hey there, successful mama. It's your friend Patricia Sung. Perhaps you are like with me, where you just have like a bazillion ideas. So many ideas, you got all the ideas. But like, what's actually getting done? Are you too tired to get the things done? You're too tired to plan the things? Or you plan all the things, but then you're too tired to do the plan? Or you're just overwhelmed, you don't even do anything? So I had asked an Instagram poll, like, what's the stuff that you're most struggling with right now? And today, we're talking all about, like, you know what you want to do, but like, you just don't have capacity to do it. Some of you answered that there's like a lot of anxiety around actually doing the thing, like trying to get out the door with all the things. What if your kids don't do well? What do we do about the anxiety that comes along with that? There's also like, sometimes we get a whole lot of dopamine out of the planning. That's very exciting. But then we don't have any energy to do the thing. And sometimes we just don't even want to plan the thing. So it just never gets done. There are so many challenges woven into this one. And as people who have lots of ideas, but then we don't have the follow through to finish them, we end up feeling bad about the fact that like nothing ever happens. Nothing gets done. But when you're juggling all the stuff that comes with motherhood, like all the demands, all the things you need to do, how the planning can feel overwhelming, how you're not quite sure how your energy is going to be, and to like stick through it all the way to the end. Like, well, how long is that even going to take me? I'm not sure. Like, how do you balance the between space of like productivity and rest? And when like you plan to like do this fun thing with your friends, but then it feels too overwhelming, so you cancel and you don't show up. Like, there's a lot of struggle in there of all the pieces that go into like why we can have so many great ideas, but don't actually get them done. So I don't know if you're dealing with any of these two, but before I figured out like what was working for me, I really didn't understand why I would cancel things last minute or want to cancel them last minute, then feel guilty about it. So I'd still go, but then I felt like super just drained, and how like sometimes certain projects feel really easy and then other things feel really hard. And then other times it's like flip-flop, where the thing that felt really easy last time feels hard today, but the thing that felt hard now feels easy. It just doesn't make sense. You're like, why? How come I can do hard things but not easy things? Or how come now it doesn't feel hard, it feels easy? And it's like, when I didn't understand how I functioned, everything just felt hard all the time and it felt really inconsistent. But then you feel bad about being inconsistent. It's like, well, if I can do this sometimes, why can't I do it all of the time? And as moms, like, this just layers on top of it. Like, the burnout just keeps creating, the exhaustion keeps coming. Like, the more you don't rest, the more you feel burnt out, the more you feel overwhelmed, and then you don't rest because you have too much stuff to do. And it's like this, you know, layer upon layer upon layer that doesn't get any better, so it feels. And then like sometimes I'm like, ooh, I'm totally gonna get a lot of stuff done today. And then all of a sudden I realize like I spent the last 45 minutes on something that was like really dumb, or like I got overwhelmed and I started scrolling my phone and I was like, oh, you know what? I got on Instagram in order to tell you about something in my stories, but then I started looking at people's stuff and I didn't actually do the story. I just wasted 45 minutes on Instagram. Like, all that was really overwhelming, but then the struggle of that, like, all the shame and guilt that layer on and the self-doubt, like, why can't I figure this out, made everything infinitely harder. And I feel like Patricia a couple years ago just felt overwhelmed all the time. And it has been a work in progress. And, like, I'm definitely have not figured this all out by y'all. Please do not think I've got this all figured out. It's a constant effort for me to prioritize things and, like, recircle back. And, like, even this morning I had a meeting with my assistant and I was like, I think I made a mess out of this. I didn't stay on my plan. Like, can you help me refocus and circle back in and figure out, like, what really matters here? And knowing now that I can say that and be like, this is too much, I need help. And asking for help, figuring out what makes sense for me, and then leaning into the things that make sense and the things that fit me, keep me from feeling exhausted and like a failure. And instead that I can feel like I can do things. Like, I don't have to do everything the way that everyone else does it. I don't have to do as much as everyone else does. Like, I often look at other people who have businesses and I'm like, oh, I can't, like, how do they do all that? And I'm like, to remind myself, like, I'm also taking care of two small children and I have another business. Like, my end result of my work is not going to look like somebody who has infinite free time in their life because they're not a caretaker. And, like, whereas I was feeling exhausted a lot before when I got sick, I didn't really have that option anymore. Like, I literally had to stop and slow down and be like, what really matters here? How are you going to take care of yourself? Because I physically couldn't do what I used to be able to do. Like, I was like an Energizer bunny before I got sick. And then when I got sick, I had like 1 hour of like effort in me per day. And I knew, like, I can't live like this. I can't do this the rest of my life. And, like, I have not shared my major health story in depth yet, and that's coming soon, one day. But again, priorities, I'm like, when am I going to get to that one? I don't know, but it's not today. Like, I knew in that horribleness of being really, really sick is I had to figure out a system that made sense for me because I didn't have another choice. And, like, what's that saying? Necessity is the mother of all invention. Like, I didn't have a choice. And this system, I will guess I could say, of like how I organize my days and my life now, like out of that is like part of like how Time Management Mastery was born. And the way that I teach, that's why I teach differently, because I am talking to other moms who are caretakers. I'm talking to other people who have ADHD and don't have infinite energy resources. And I'm talking to other people with ADHD who do have infinite energy resources, but yet feel like they're squandering them because they're always running in 15 different directions and not getting anywhere. Like, the reason I teach differently is because I understand the way that my brain works and because I had to find out a system from when I was sick. I didn't get a choice. So I want to run through some of the things that are working for me and point you back to some different resources there are to figure out, like, when you have lots of ideas and you don't feel like things are happening, like, what can you do? How do you move forward and start to, like, actually have things happen? And at first I was like, ooh, this is like such a big topic. I feel like this is like almost like one of those, like, the crux of ADHD is like, I have a lot of ideas and how do I keep up with all of them and, like, actually do things to completion and not partially do this and partially do that. Like, it's a constant effort for me to stay on track, prioritize, keep things together. But, like, the more that I do it, the better I get at it, and the more it feels good, and I get that, like, reward. Woohoo, yay, that worked. And then that reinforces to do it again. And figuring out all those systems that really fit me allows me to make it feel like way more easy. When you build the system to fit you, it doesn't feel like you're running uphill. When you feel like you're running uphill, it's not a system for you. Okay, so here's what's working for me. First thing is understanding my stress response. So I understand now, like, why I'm so stressed, how that affects me. And since I understand how the stress response works and how my body's protecting me, I am able to let go of the guilt that comes with my brain or my body protecting me. And it's like just doing its job. Like, when I am unable to form coherent sentences in an argument, like, that's actually like showing me that my brain is taking care of me. My brain is like, this situation is too much for you right now. Shutdown mode. It's time for, like, fight or flight, exit. Like, it's really liberating to know that these things that I always hated about myself are actually like my body doing its job. My brain's doing its job as protecting me. And that like on one hand, yes, my brain's doing its job. Thanks, brain. I appreciate you taking care of me. And also like I'm learning how to increase my capacity so that I can handle those stressful situations so that I can have my brain stay online during like an argument and still be able to come up with coherent sentences because I've increased my capacity for that. Understanding my stress response has made a huge difference. And like, if you want to learn more about that, I'm going to list in the show notes different episodes where we've talked about that. But the last episode that we just did last week, 204, where we talk about the overstimulated, anxious, and touched out guide for ADHD moms, like that podcast series is super helpful. You can go back and listen to episode 178 with Elizabeth Brink and Ana Lopez, where we talked about understanding interoception and somatics and all that. That'll be linked in the show notes. Episode 181, when we talked about the fear of failure and understanding the difference between like being consistent and persistent and how we can set things up for ourselves. That episode's super helpful. And 155, where we talked about like slowing down and how do you like lower sensory overload. Those are all great episodes to go back and listen to when you understand how your body is protecting yourself. There's a lot more freedom in not feeling bad and then being able to increase that capacity to do something different in that moment. Like that's what we do in my group coaching, is figure out like how do we rewrite your unhelpful patterns to be more what you want? How do you want to respond in that moment? And then like, how are you going to do that? Like actually making that happen. The second thing that helps me take action is actually prioritizing and scheduling rest. So point two is scheduling rest. I literally block off times for resting. Otherwise, I just won't do it. I'll just keep going and like run myself into the ground. So like when I go get a facial, I make sure I have one scheduled. Because if it's scheduled, like I might move it, but I tell myself like I'm not going to cancel it. I can move it, but it's going to happen. Because when I have something on the schedule and like that person's depending on me, I'm like, I mean, at this point, the lady who does my facials, I've been seeing her for like since before I got married, or maybe right after I got married, a very long time. Like she's like pretty much a friend now. Like I adore her. I'm like, I'm not going to like not show up, and I'm not going to pay money, like the cancellation fee, and not show up. Like I want my dang facial. So I will actually stop and rest if I have it on the schedule and somebody's depending on me. And like, you really matter. You are important enough to have space on your calendar that is dedicated to you. And like, if going to get a facial feels like too much for whatever reason, like, what's the thing that matters for you? Like, what can you schedule in as rest time that is good for you? And like, go back and listen to the guide from last episode. I think it's episode 2 of that private podcast. Like, I talk about like, what are the things that are restful for you? Because your rest doesn't have to look like everybody else's. It does not mean you need to be like sitting there peacefully and staring off into space and like wanting to poke your eyeballs out with sporks because you're so bored. Like that's not what rest is. Rest makes you feel better, not worse. So if you're doing something that makes you feel worse, you're not resting, okay? So schedule the rest. Put it on your calendar. How can you put it down that you're actually going to do it and you're not going to skip out? And then the second part of that is number 3 is prioritizing rest. So there have been a lot of times over the last couple of months where I've been working with my business coach, Tracy Stanger. She was on the podcast too. Oh, geez, I should have looked up her episode fairly recently. Just Google her, okay? She's amazing. And she's helping me do less but better, which is so hard for me. I want to do more. I want to do all the things. I want to do all of it. And I'm working on doing less but better. That's her motto. It has been like a solid, I'm like, how long have we worked together? Like probably 4 months of like learning to be okay with this level of panic and doom when I cut things off my list. Like literally too bad, so sad to-do list. That is not happening. And I'm okay with it. And it has taken time to figure out like, how do I be okay with that? Like that's like what Tracy's helped me do is figure out like, what are the things that are not important? It's okay if those things don't get done. Or maybe they just don't get done right now. Maybe they do them later. But how do I figure out like what really matters to me? Because I didn't realize like how many rules I had around what needed to get done on things that really didn't matter. Like they did not need to get done. They weren't that important. And being able to prioritize rest higher on the list than it was has made a really big difference. But part of that is cutting out things that just aren't going to happen and being okay with that. Have you been feeling run down, like you've lost your motivation to get stuff done and it's just too hard because you're too tired? Or like, wow, you got so much stuff done, but it wasn't what you were supposed to be doing. Enter the ADHD Energy Recharge Workshop, We are going to sync together your natural rhythms to get the best productivity and the best rest. Later this month, I am hosting a quick mom-friendly workshop so you can harness your natural rhythms both during the day and during your cycle to feel energized, productive, and social when you feel like you've got that big energy, and to rest when you just can't be around people anymore. This is an action-based workshop, so I'm sharing how I incorporate my daily rhythms to fit with a combination of cycle syncing, to combat PMDD symptoms, and really lean into that unpredictable energy that feels like it just comes with ADHD. Because I want you to be able to enjoy your life too when you're feeling fun and sociable, and give yourself space for rest, and curling up on the couch with a blanket on those days that are just too much. Say goodbye to feeling guilty over canceling plans last minute because you just don't have any energy left in the tank, or yelling at everybody in your family because you overextended yourself this week or this month. And let's learn how to work with your ADHD. This workshop is taking place on Thursday, September 21st, noon Eastern. And yes, there is a replay available if you can't be there live. And how do you sign up for the ADHD Energy Recharge Workshop? It is available as a bonus inside Successful Mama Meetups this month. Successful Mama Meetups is my virtual meetup where you hang out with other ADHD moms just like you to rant, chat, hang out, get stuff done, and build your support network. So head over to patriciasung.com/meetup and join Successful Mama Meetups before September 20th, and I'll send you all the details to join the workshop on September 21st at no extra charge. It is included in your meetups for this month, and so for $33, you get a whole month of accountability and community along with the ADHD Energy Recharge Workshop. Now, there is a secondary bonus going on for the month of September when you join Successful Mama Meetups, and that is when you join for the annual plan, you also are gifted my daily planning course, which is how to use a planner for ADHD moms. This course is normally $267, and I am giving it to you for free when you sign up for the year. I wholeheartedly believe that this is like the fastest way to get you up and running and planning your day, and I want you to have this available to you right away to dive in, figure out how to get the basics of your day in order so that you can show up in the morning, know where you need to be, what needs to get done, and you could then choose any kind of planner you wanted to keep track of your day, because you're choosing the tool to match what you need and your methods of what you know makes sense for you, instead of hoping that this planner is going to solve all your problems for you. I have never given away this course before, so this is the time. Jump in, join us in Successful Mama Meetups, and get both of these amazing bonuses for the month of September. There's no hidden like catches or anything like that. You can cancel anytime. It really is that good of a deal because I want you to have this support in your hands and have it now. So go join Successful Mama Meetups at patriciasung.com/meetup, and I will see you at the next accountability meeting where we're going to get some stuff done and hang out, and then again at the ADHD Energy Recharge on September 21st. See you then, Successful Mama. Number 4. The thing that's probably honestly made the most difference out of everything is the self-directed neuroplasticity that I do with my coaching. Like, learning that my productivity does not determine my worth. Like, I am valuable if I do nothing. You are valuable if you do nothing. You're valuable if you make a bad choice. Like, I'm doing a lot of coaching with my clients and like being okay with your decisions and like trusting your decisions, and that you, like, you don't have to find the like absolute perfect decision in order to be okay with that decision. Learning how to trust myself and rewrite all these unhelpful patterns of like borderline OCD intrusive thoughts. They may actually be OCD intrusive. I don't know, but that's another soapbox for another day. Like the mental hyperactivity that I had around thoughts that would just spiral and make me feel awful and like increase my anxiety, being able to rewrite that and not have to deal with that anymore. Well, I almost have to deal with it. I have the tools now to redirect my brain when I start like falling off the cliff of doom. I can catch myself and be like, whoa. Okay, what do we want to do instead here? Let's use these techniques. Let's like rewrite. And the more that I rewrite, the more that I strengthen those new neural pathways, the more that I know, like, you know what? Is it possible that that terrible thing could happen? Sure. But you know what is more important here is I'm going to focus in on what can I do about it? What can I do to like keep myself feeling safe, taking care of myself? Like, what are all my tools for lowering my anxiety? What are all my tools for taking care when I'm feeling stressed? What are all the things that I can do for me instead of all the things that are like all basically the like do-do talking? I'm like, I didn't mark this episode. with an E, so let's keep it PG here. Like, what are all the ways that I'm doo-doo talking to myself and telling myself that I'm a horrible person and telling myself all the things that I did wrong? Like, how do I cut that background track that just runs on repeat all the time? I can now turn that off and redirect my thoughts elsewhere. And that's such a powerful thing when you, one, recognize that you're even doing it. And then two, can start to rewrite that background soundtrack to be empowering. I mean, like, it started as just like neutral, like, I'm just not going to talk badly to myself. I'm going to try this. And like, it becomes the point where like, it becomes more and more strong and I can keep that from ruining my day. Because that mental hyperactivity, I think, is a not talked about enough symptom of ADHD, especially in women or in attentive types, that like, that doom and gloom soundtrack, that like beating yourself up soundtrack that runs all the time, is so harmful. And when we can start to rewrite that into something supportive, like, oh my goodness, it's literally life-changing. Anyways, I'm like, it's just beautiful to watch not only my own brain, but like all my clients as we start to like rewrite the way that we speak to ourselves. And like, that's one of my favorite parts about coaching, is watching moms like stop trash talking themselves and think well of themselves. Like, I'm really thankful that that's my day. Like, that's my job. I get to help people stop trash talking themselves. And like, dude. Okay, I'm gonna get off on a soapbox here. Okay, nope. Randy and Patricia, stay on track. Okay, what else is working for me? Number five, planning ahead works for me. Like, this is why I have the daily planning, like how to use a planner course. That's why we have successful mama meetups, is that taking that time to pause and figure out like what's coming up. It allows me to lower my decision fatigue. It lowers my mental load because these things are already decided. I know what's coming. I've thought ahead about like any obstacles I need to do. And it just makes me feel so much more in control. And like we talked about a couple episodes ago with the forgetting, like it eliminates a lot of the forgetting and the errors so that I have capacity for doing like the actual things that I want to do. So all that planning ahead lowers my mental load so that I have capacity to do the things that I want to do. And I'm not wasting my energy on telling myself I'm a crappy human and beating myself up for all the things that I messed up. And then number six, understanding my cycle. So if you still have a cycle that is somewhat regular, understanding cycle syncing has made a huge difference for me in planning the way that I'm functioning at that point in my cycle, what is best suited for that type of energy. And that, you know, that sounds like kind of cheesy, like the suited for my energy. Like, that's not, it's not like a frou-frou thing. It's not like a, you know, hippy-dippy idea. It's the idea that like your body is built to be a cycle. As somebody who has a menstrual cycle, like your body is meant to run in a cycle. So you are meant to have times where you are hunkering down and taking care of your body. And there are times when you're going to be out there like social butterfly. And there are going to be times in your cycle where you're feeling really creative and have lots of energy. And there's going to be other times in your cycle where you're like, I don't want to talk to anybody, leave me alone. And when you can lean into that natural rhythm that you have, which is not necessarily like the exact same for everybody, but like there's different patterns there. And when you learn your patterns, you can then plan to do the things that you really like doing in the times that you will more likely have the energy to do them. And when you're like, just leave me alone on my couch with a blanket, you don't have anything planned because you just want to be on your couch with a blanket. And like in those times, like we only have so much energy and we have people to take care of. So like I need to conserve all my energy for like basic existence and the tiny humans that I am responsible for. So I don't plan other things during that time. So there are a ton of episodes that I have about understanding your cycle and hormones and all. So I'm going to list all those in the show notes too. There's too many. I'm going to put them in the show notes. I have at least five to list out there. So understanding how our cycle affects us. And then layering into that, so number seven is understanding my energy patterns. And this is like combining also with cycle syncing, but also just my daily patterns. So like when I was really sick, I had no energy from like lunchtime until like close to bedtime, like literally half the day. I was super sick and like in bed. Like I could not get up and do stuff. I was really dizzy. I was just so sick. And it literally would start like right after lunchtime. And even in the morning, like I didn't have that much to give. So I had to plan my life around that pattern that I had. And even now, like it's a different pattern now that I'm not sick, but it's like when I know what times of the day I have energy for things, like when I really need like all my thinking power, and when are the times where it's like, you know, for me, like the afternoon is a little bit harder still, but like that's where I try to put the activities that aren't going to take like all my like superhuman creative powers. But it also still needs to be like I need to be cognizant of like if I do a really mentally taxing thing in the morning, like I need to do easier stuff in the afternoon. Or if my kids have something after school that's going to be like a lot of energy, I need to make sure that I've taken time during the day to rest and like recharge before I get there. And when I plan my life around when I hopefully will have more energy, then it ends up so much better. Like, it's not perfect, but at least it's more likely to be on track. And the funny thing is, I mean, not like funny, haha, but like funny, like, oh, is that most people who I talk to, they don't think they have really patterns until they start looking for them and they realize, like, oh, huh, look at that. So, like, just know that, like, just because you don't think you have a pattern, like, you probably do. There's probably some patterns in there. Like maybe it's not the same patterns as everybody else, but there's some pattern in there. And when we work with that pattern, it makes sense. So in going along with this whole idea of like, how do we take the millions of ideas we have and actually like put action in and like take care of ourselves and balancing our rest and our productivity, this is our theme for September for Successful Mama Meetups. It's how to work with your hormones. How do you build your energy regulation abilities? We're going to be talking more about that in our discussion day of like, how do we take care of ourselves? How do we increase our energy regulation abilities? That's not to say that we're necessarily like magically making more energy, but like, how are we using our energy more wisely? Like that makes sense for us. And then also in September, I'm going to be teaching a workshop in Successful Mama Meetups. It's going to be on September 21st, and it's called the ADHD Energy Recharge. So I'm going to go through and show you how do I do this? Like, how do I plan my weeks, my days, my months based on my energy? How am I taking all that into account and build a schedule, like create my life that makes sense for me? And I'm not teaching how to schedule. Like I have a whole course for that, Time Management Mastery. You can learn how to schedule. What I'm teaching you is like how I'm doing it. Like how am I looking for the patterns? What are the activities that I do as a mom with ADHD? I'll talk a little bit about like how I run my business, but like that's definitely not like a business focused workshop. But like if you run a business, like I will also mention the businessy things that I do in those times. Like how do I set up my life to fit me? How do I make sure that I'm doing the activities that I want to do when it makes sense to do them? And how am I taking care of myself when I need more rest? And how do I lean into that? And then so therefore, how can you lean into creating and like having a life that makes sense for you? When do you schedule the things like when you want to hang out with all your friends? Stop that pattern of like you make a plan to hang out with your friends in 2 weeks, you just can't wait. And then 2 weeks later, you're like, I have no energy and I don't want to see anybody. It's because you're not working with your natural rhythms. So like, how do we not do that? We got to plan those activities when it makes sense. How do I create my life so that it matches me? The workshop's going to be like 30, 40 minutes. I'm going to explain that like combo of daily rhythms with cycle syncing. If you have PMDD symptoms, like on top of all the PMS stuff, cycle issues, like how do we lean into that quote unquote unpredictable energy fluctuation that we get with ADHD that feels like way more like highs and lows so that you can be fun and sociable when you want, so that you can have space for rest when you need it, so you can sit on the couch with a blanket on the days where you don't talk to anybody, because I don't want you to feel guilty that you have to cancel plans last minute when you don't have any energy in the tank, or that you're yelling at your whole family because you overextended yourself for that day. Like, how can you plan for the ebb and flow of ADHD energy and set yourself up for success? Like, I don't want you to have to feel anxious and touched out, this panic-inducing doom spiral of like, what do I do? Like, you can learn how to work with your ADHD, how to work with your natural energy patterns, how to work with your unique brain so that your life is set up for the way that you want to live it. So we'll do like 30, maybe 40 minutes of me teaching, like how do I actually do this so that you can apply it for you. And then the rest of the time left, you know, 15, 20 minutes, we'll do Q&A if you have any questions. And that's part of Successful Mama Meetups this month. So not only are you getting the usual Successful Mama Meetups awesomeness, you know, the day of free coaching, there's the group discussion day where we talk more about energy regulation. There's the small group support when we meet in little groups and like get to know each other and make friends and like crowdsource ideas. All of that is here for you. And then you have the bonus. You sign up by September 21st to get this workshop as well. So please come join us in Successful Mama Meetups this month. We're talking all about energy regulation and leaning into taking care of yourself in a way that makes sense for you. So you can sign up for Successful Mama Meetups at patriciasung.com/meetup. And I would love to see your face next Wednesday. So go sign up for Successful Mama Meetups. You will automatically have the option to sign up for this workshop if it's something you want. Yes, there'll be a replay, don't worry. And that is the bonus for Successful Mama Meetups this month. So love to see you there. It is an amazing group of moms who are very supportive and just so sweet and kind and welcoming. And I know that you will feel right at home. So come join us, patriciasung.com/meetup. And I'll see you on Wednesday. All right, I'll talk to you soon, Successful Mama. For more resources, classes, and community, head over to my website, motherhoodinadhd.com.